We've come here for a very historic night. We've come here to launch 5G.
When the rapper Stormzy unveiled the UK's new mobile network earlier this year, it was billed as the future of digital communication. But some people believe 5G, which uses a higher frequency of radio waves, poses a danger to our health. John Kitson is a campaigner who claims the technology has not yet been properly tested.
I'm concerned about 5G because there are hundreds of doctors and scientists across the world basically appealing against 5G on health and safety grounds. And this is not just regarding human beings, it's including plants and also the effect on animals from electromagnetic radiation. And the Lancet peer-reviewed scientific journal has been vocal on this. There's an article in there which is referencing all of these doctors and scientists.
Totnes Town Council has agreed to block the installation of any new 5G masts, mirroring other councils in Kingsbridge, Glastonbury and Frome.
If we're honest, most of us would probably admit we'd struggle to manage without these little things in our pockets every day. But how much do we really know about the long-term impact they're having on our health?
There's probably a lot more to it than we know, and I think that research ultimately takes a long time, doesn't it? So realistically, we might not know the full extent until many years down the road.
I don't use my phone very much, but my grandchildren are always on the phone, so I guess over the next sort of 50 years it could affect theirs, yeah.
Public Health England says 5G might bring a small increase in exposure to radio waves, but the overall risk is expected to remain low. Frank de Vogt from the University of Bristol agrees.
There's no real scientific evidence that that the use of mobile phones has serious detrimental effects on humans. For example, there's been a lot of stories about cancer risks and the effect for that in human populations, or the evidence for that in human populations, is relatively little, so to speak, and not very convincing.
5G or no 5G, we're unlikely to give up our device addiction anytime soon. Sam Blackledge, ITV News, Totnes.